unter anderem eben revolutionär.
Ihr habt besseren Verkehr.
Oh mein Gott, it's working. It's finally working.
Yes, of course it's working. I knew it would.
Hello? Can anybody hear us? If anyone gets this message, we are trapped at this campus. We're at Heinrich Heine University in Düsseldorf.
Yeah, we're gonna be saved.
Marina, shut up. That's not helpful right now.
We need help. We don't know how many people we can reach, or if any at all. But I guess I should first explain our situation?
Mm-hmm.
You should.
Yes.
Okay, so apparently there has been a virus going around, and I think scientists said it came with the flu outbreak. So everybody thought that it would be some kind of unknown illness, but it turns out that it's a zombie virus. Students are extremely prone because they are always stressed. Those who are infected are trying to kill everyone who comes their way. The virus also started here, I think, and that's at least something the scientists from the medical facility found out. And actually, our campus was supposed to be quarantined, but the virus went out of control.
Guys, come on, it's not that bad.
Literally, everyone is a fucking zombie. What the hell do you mean it's not that bad?
Guys, calm down. We will find a solution, somehow.
So back to the topic, we need help as soon as possible. The fucking zombies are everywhere.
Marvin, stop. Everything's going to be fine. Come sit next to me. That reminds me of the last time I was nervous. I had to give a presentation in front of the whole class. I was so nervous and went really awful for me. And however, I calmed down and in the end, I got a good grade. Everything is going to be fine. Looking back at the situation, I was so scared for no reason. Many students have problems at university. There is no reason to be ashamed of. Everyone faces struggles.
Are you seriously comparing student struggles to a fucking zombie apocalypse?
What does that have to do with anything that is happening right now? I'm so confused.
You guys worry too much. It's not like that waits around the corner.
Who or what in the world is that?
It's the zombies! They're here! I don't want to die now! To my family and to the boyfriend who never wanted me. You damn piece of shit. Hope you were bitten.
Calm down. It's just a door. It's another friend. Come and have a seat.
Are you crazy? There could be a freaking zombie waiting for its moment to bite off your head.
Well, actually...
Don't be silly, Marvin. It's just a girl. She's probably a student,
yeah,
just like us.
Yeah, so I'm still human. Marvin's right. Who are you? And how do we know you're not infected by the virus? How could we possibly trust you?
Well, I'm Chi, and I can assure you I'm not a zombie. I mean, you can have a look at my arms and legs. There are no wounds, and nothing has bitten me. I'm not infected. Please let me in. They will hear us if you don't let me in.
And still, what do we know about the virus? Maybe a zombie held on you too long or whatever, and you're still infected without even knowing.
I agree, she's too much of a risk.
Guys, you're being super mean. Just let her in. Look, I can see snacks in her bag. What zombie eats donuts and marshmallows?
I got as much as I could. Who knows when I'm lucky again to find food in this hell of a place. And I'm willing to share. Here, now thank me from the bottom of your heart for my kindness.
Well, what do you guys think? Well, I know what Marina thinks. Kim, Marvin?
I still think it's too dangerous.
But she has cookies. Zombies don't eat the stuff we eat. Maybe we should just see first if she is really eating all the snacks. And they are eating. Well then, it's fine with me. I guess I will not die here after all. Can you imagine getting killed here? That would be really sad. But I guess since I practically live here, it wouldn't be so shocking after all. Anyway, what do you think about this, Kim?
Well, I don't want to die here either. That would be more tragic than the stuff I write in my exams.
No, I mean, what do you think about her? She, the new one.
Oh, I still don't trust this, but fine, on your responsibility. At least we won't starve to death. I will keep an eye on her, though. So, since you have been outside longer than us, what's going on out there? How did you end up here?
I was stuck in the elevator, but I could hear the zombies scratching on the doors. As soon as I got out, I started to run. And then I heard you guys. You guys are too loud. Be careful, they're definitely in this building. I think I'm gonna lock the door. That would stop them a little.
In the building? Those fuckers are going to eat us alive.
Right, try to reach someone on that damn computer.
Hello? Is anyone there? We need help as soon as possible.
Everybody calm down. The building is huge. We are locked in. They cannot come inside. We are safe. Come and eat some cookies. Yummy.
You're crazy. They're in the building. I'm 100% sure they can smell us and this goddamn food if you don't stop eating.
Guys, be quiet. We have to stick together and make a plan. Think.
I'm still trying to reach someone, but no one is answering.
Guys, listen to me. We don't know how far the virus has spread. It is possible that everyone we know is infected. Here's what we have to do to survive. First, we have to get out of this room. The balcony must lead to a fire escape. We need a map of this building. There's one at the elevators, I think. Someone has to go and get a picture of it. We then should head over to the parked cars and take a random car. I think we all can drive, but can somebody start a car without keys? An alarm might go off, so we have to be very quick if we don't want to attract too many zombies.
Yeah, I can probably do that. I saw it in the YouTube video once.
Yes, we are definitely going to die. Even if we manage to do that, then yeah, that's a good plan. But you forgot something. How in hell are we going to get the map if there are zombies everywhere? Okay, guys. Who wants to go out in the hall, get the map, and get eaten by zombies?
That's plan B. We should keep trying to reach someone first. There must be someone out there. I have hope.
Yeah, why should we have to leave this room? I mean, everything is fine, and we have food. It's not like we're trapped in here, or do we hear any zombies nearby?
Oh, oh shit!